Hello, everybody from Tucson, Arizona. Welcome to another Radio Munson. Sweet Georgia Brown and all the rest of you as well. I'm thinking the death of Meadowlark Lemon here at the end of the year has made me think about the Harlem Globetrotters and their longtime theme song, Sweet Georgia Brown. Not that version, but one by, what was the guy's name? Now I forget the guy's name who did it. Meadowlark Lemon, Goose Tatum, Marcus Haynes, Manny Jackson, the ex-Illini who owned the Globetrotters and is responsible for their resurgence. Although I believe now a private equity company has sold it to a company that is partly owned by Dolly Parton, believe it or not. Dolly Parton, part owner of the Globetrotters. Am I right about that? Sweet Georgia Brown, Sammy Nestico's arrangement with Connie Condoli and Carl Saunders playing those trumpets at the beginning and Pete Christlieb and Ricky Woodard trading bars near the end on saxophone. And we're off and running on another Radio Munson, our first one for the year 2016. We're here till 9 o'clock Central Time on GLT, broadcasting from just outside of Tucson, Arizona tonight, just a little ways up the hill. And I think we're off to a pretty good start as far as I'm concerned in the year. I hope you feel that way too. You know, if you have a grin on your face, things go a lot better.
When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain. So stop your sighing, be happy again. Keep on smiling, 'cause when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
We got a deal there. That's Joe Williams with Dave Pell's little saxophone quartet with a rhythm section, three tenors and a baritone saxophone. And When You're Smiling, which I note that you are here this evening. Good move. Glad you're aboard Radio Munson. You know, it's been a long, long time since we played something by trumpeter Harry James.
Kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you. Just how empty they all seemed without you. So kiss me once, then kiss me twice. Kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time.
of the biggest hits of 1945. It was sort of a coming home song for the many GIs and sailors and airmen who were lucky enough to come home at the conclusion of the war. When they were in for the duration, well, this song came out at the duration. And that was Kitty Callan, who was the vocalist for Harry James at that point. Willie Smith was his alto sax player there. Willie Smith did some great stuff. Harry James recorded with a band for quite a while. I actually met Harry James in the, I guess it would have been the early 1970s when he was touring with a band. We brought him into to Bloomington Normal one night to play for a dance. Maybe you were there. Here's a song that Harry did with his band in the 50s that Ernie Wilkins arranged, and Willie Smith is featured on alto sax with Harry's trumpet. And the label, or the liner notes, say that the drummer is Buddy Poor, Buddy P-O-O-R. But if you listen closely, you know it's a guy who had a little contract problem with a different record company. It's Buddy Rich. It's a thing called Blues for Harry's Sake. For Harry's Sake, and Harry James had Buddy Rich playing drums, although the liner notes say Buddy Poor in a 1950s recording. The Lettermen are coming up, but right now it's St. Louis-based pianist, the late Ralph Sutton, and a thing he recorded in 1988 during a tour of France. His drummer had left, and he asked Michael Silva, Sammy Davis's drummer, to come join him. They'd never worked together before. But they did immediately click on this recording of Sposen. And Ralph was so excited at the end that he complimented what they had just done. And I'll be darned if that didn't become the name of the album. So good, it must be illegal. Thank you.
It's gotta be illegal.
Your kisses take me to Shangri-La. Each kiss is magic. Makes my little world a Shangri-La.
Old Man River just keeps rolling along. Just ask the people who live along the banks of the Mackinac or the Illinois River or the mighty Mississippi here in recent weeks. Gene Harris Superband with Gene playing piano and Jeff Hamilton playing drums, and Tori Zito's great arrangement of Old Man River. And that was James Moody on tenor saxophone, and Michael Philip Mossman on trumpet, and Gary Smolian was a guy who played baritone saxophone. Harry Sweets Edison was part of that great band as well, although wasn't soloing there. But he was on this recording in the 1950s when Nelson Riddle brought him in to back Dinah Shore.
I'm not such a clever one about the latest fad. I admit I was never one adored by local lads. Not that I ever tried to be a saint. I'm the type that they classify as quaint. Old-fashioned, I love the moonlight, I love the old-fashioned things, the sound of rain upon a windowpane, the starry sun that April sings. This year's fancies are passing fancies, but sighing sighs, holding hands, these my heart understands. I'm old-fashioned, I don't mind it, that's how I want to be, as long as you agree to stay old-fashioned with me. I'm old-fashioned, but I don't mind it, that's how I want to be, as long as you agree to stay old-fashioned.
in every way, old fashioned. Please stay.
Nelson Riddle's Orchestra with Dinah Shore, and that was Harry Sweets Edison playing that very recognizable muted trumpet. And you caught Tony Butello's voice with the Letterman, right? He's still with them. Those guys are still going after half a century, and they're on a national tour as we speak. I'm Don Munson. It's Radio Munson from just outside of Tucson, Arizona, a little ways up Dove Mountain this evening. Here's Oscar Peterson's trio with, my golly, that's Fred Astaire.
Fascinating rhythm, you got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm, I'm all a quiver. What a mess you're making, the neighbors want to know why I'm always shaking just like a flipper. Each morning I get up with the sun, start a hopping, never stopping, to find at night no work has been done. I know that once it didn't matter, but now you're doing wrong when you start to patter. I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy? Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, oh, won't you stop picking on me? It didn't matter, but now you're doing wrong when you start to patter. I'm so unhappy. Oh, won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy? Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, fascinating rhythm, fascinating rhythm. Stop picking on me.
The great Fred Astaire, everybody remembers his dancing and his movie starring roles, and getting sort of shoved into the background was his ability as a jazz singer. He could do it. There he is with Oscar Peterson's trio. I didn't mention that was Charlie Shavers playing the muted trumpet. Here's something that guitarist Mark Elf did with David Hazeltine playing piano, Peter Washington on bass, and Lewis Nash on drums. It's Falling in Love with Love. Thank you. Falling in love with love. A lot of people have fallen in love with the great guitar work of Mark Elf. There he is with David Hazeltine, Peter Washington, and Lewis Nash on Radio Munson. Gene Krupa's band gonna estimate for us just how high the moon coming up in just a few minutes. This is June Christie here with Pete Rugolo's arrangement.
Around with strife. I never was cut out to step and strut out. Give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant dining on pheasants. Those things roll off my knife. Just serve me tomatoes and mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life. A cottage small is all I'm after, not one that's spacious and wide. A house that rings with joy and laughter, and the ones you love inside. Some like the high road, I like the low road, free from the care and strife. Sounds corny and seedy, but yes, indeedy, give me the simple life. I never was cut out to step and strut out. Give me the simple life. Just serve me tomatoes and mashed potatoes. give me the simple life. A cottage small is all I'm after, not one that's spacious and wide. A house that rings with joy and laughter, and the ones you love inside. Some like the high road, I like the low road, free from the care and strife. Sounds corny and seedy, but yes, indeedy, give me the simple, simple life. Give me the simple, simple life. Ooh, do, 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 do.
The moon, well, it's going to be difficult to see it tonight, and that's certainly true of Bloomington Normal in central Illinois, where we're heard on Radio Munson. It's also true out here in Tucson, Arizona, where we're heard. Not great weather in either place, although the temperature's reasonably moderate in central Illinois. I'd have to say it's moderate here in Tucson as well. I note the temperatures by Saturday, only going to get up to about the high teens in central Illinois. Well, we're going to do June and January here by Edie Gourmet in just a few minutes. So maybe that'll make you feel a little better. That was Gene Krupa's band, the drummer Gene Krupa, with Phil Woods playing alto saxophone. That was Doc Severinsen doing the trumpet solo, and I believe that was Irby Green playing the trombone solo on How High the Moon. Let's go down to New Orleans now, and Jack Teagarden, the great Teagarden. Everybody assumed he was from New Orleans because he's made his home there for a good number of years. He's really a Texan, and not just a great trombone player, one of the real pioneers of jazz trombone. But he could sing a little bit, too, as he does here with Matty Matlock playing clarinet and Bobby Hackett playing cornet.
Won't you come along with me? Along the Mississippi, we'll take a boat to the land of dreams, steam down the river down to New Orleans. A band there to meet us, old friends to greet us. You'll see the place where the folks all meet, a heaven on earth, they call it Basin Street. Basin Street is the street where all good friends always meet, and New Orleans, the land of dreams. You'll never know how nice it seems, or just how much it really means. Glad to be, yes, where her welcome streets welcome me, and where I can lose my Basin Street blues. You came with me, oh, along the Mississippi. You saw the place where the folks all meet. Look out, folks, I'm gonna take a trombone coda.
Teagarden, And Matty Matlock and Bobby Hackett. Hackett will be back with the Glenn Miller Band to intro a song coming up in just a few minutes on Radio Munson.
A clouded moon creeps across a clouded sky. Winds of January sigh and moan. And yet it's June. I can't see a sky of blue. Dear, the miracle is due to you. Just you. It's June in January because I'm in love. It always is spring in my heart with you in my arms. The snow is just white blossoms that fall from above. And here is the reason, my dear, your magical charm. The night is cold, the trees are bare, but I can feel the scent of roses in the air. It's June in January because I'm in love, but only because I'm in love with you.
I hope it feels like June and January, wherever you are, however you are. That's Edie Gourmet and Don Costa's arrangement. Ralph Rangin and Leo Robin wrote that song years, I think it was in the late 1930s, for a Broadway show. Speaking of Manhattan, it wasn't long after the jazz club Birdland opened, named, of course, for Charlie Parker, whose nickname was Bird, that somebody would come up with a song with Birdland in the title. George Shearing was one of the first. The British-born pianist wrote and recorded Lullaby of Birdland. Thank you. Lullaby Birdland, George Shearing's quintet, 1952. It was 10 years earlier, 1942, when the town of Kalamazoo, Michigan, reached its pinnacle in popularity, and certainly in fame, because of a Glenn Miller recording. 1942, things weren't going so well for the Americans. We'd just gotten into the war, still trying to mobilize. When Miller brought Bobby Hackett to the front of the band to do a little intro trumpet solo and called on Tex Beneke, along with Marion Hutton and the Modern Airs, to sing the lyric.
Glenn's version of I Got a Gal in Kalamazoo.